The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Monday, 23rd of October. Everything EV, everything you need to know in 4 minutes or less if you haven't got time for the full show. Big discounts on EVs are happening. Tesla kicked it off, but now we see other car makers bringing big discounts in, particularly things like the Audi e-tron GT, Volkswagen ID4, Nissan Ariya. If you walk into a dealer, make sure that you know you can do a deal and do some haggling because there is room for maneuver on those sticker prices. Colorado's ambitious EV transition means that by 2032, they'll hit 82% of new vehicles sold to be zero emission. They're not dictating that they have to be electric, but they will be. And they're not banning anything like many places. No one's taking away your diesel truck if you don't want it. This is simply a goal to get to. And I think Colorado, like many places that are following the California rules, are going to get there. Cadillac Lyriq had a good Q3. Out of the 5,500 or so Lyriqs delivered this year, 3,000 of them were in the last quarter, so ramping there. Don't hear a lot about the Lyriq. I'd like to hear more. Obviously, there's 5,000 customers with vehicles. Some will be at dealers, I suppose, but I suppose lots of people are driving them. I don't see much buzz around the Lyriq, and I want to. It's a good car. I want to know more about it. Now, Tesla's Giga Berlin expansion looks like it's going to be going ahead with not too many headaches. There were 1,079 objections filed, but Tesla said so many of those are mirrors. So that's not like an internet campaign, copy and paste objection letter. Nothing really, they say, to worry about there. And they're using a fraction of the water that they have permission for. They can use 1.8 million cubic meters of water annually. They're using 0.3. So it's good. Yeah, it's good that companies, whether they're Tesla or not, that are respecting the areas that they are in environmentally. A Rivian R1T is next in the news, winning the Rebel Rally. Two Rivian employees. This is a map and compass off-road event in the US, 2,000 kilometers. The two women that were in that vehicle were driving a stock version of the R1T. The Cybertruck has been auctioned on eBay, but not a real one, a spot in the queue. People are listing their Cybertruck reservations for between $5,000 and $10,000. So if you really, really, really want to spend money on a place to join the queue, but you want to be early, then you could do that, I suppose. Elon Musk turned up at the Formula One yesterday in a Cybertruck. Smart move. Loads of free publicity coming from that. Chinese EVs are inspiring the Germans to be bolder, according to one of the designers at Porsche, Michael Maurer, saying that it helps convince the boards to be more innovative when it gets to the senior management by saying, hey, look at what the Chinese are doing over here. They've got to force us into out of our comfort zone, so to speak. BMW's EVs seem to be winning in the United States over Mercedes-Benz. The average BMW electric model on dealer lots for 38 days. Mercedes-Benz, on average, the EQ models, 82 days. That's over twice as much. So interesting to watch that more luxury premium end of the market do battle. Audi's doing really well as well, by the way. The e-trons are selling very well. Renault's lineup has been revealed for next year. We are going to get to see the final Renault 4, the final Renault 5, and the Renault Scenic is coming as well. Renault 5 I'm really interested in because that is going to be the Renault Zoe replacement, the Clio, if you like, the electric counterpart. Much-loved vehicles that will be going away. Scania have been showing off their all-electric BEV bus with a 520 kilowatt-hour battery. Now, that is chunky, my friends. Samsung and Hyundai are doing a big deal coming out of Samsung's Hungarian facility. They make prismatic batteries, by the way, onto their sixth generation of prismatics. Hyundai, Genesis, Kia, typically been using pouch cells until now, but perhaps 500,000 high-performance cars from that group coming with this new battery deal. And that's briefly.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.